My guest today is Todd McLaughlin. We're going to start by playing a track from CD he brought in, and then get into some interview and some live stuff, so stick around for that. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Did I tell you that I hate myself?
Channels up. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Todd McLaughlin. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for coming in. And I know it's early for musicians.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming in and being enthusiastic about it. Why don't we just do quick introductions before we get into some live stuff? We'll just go around the room. We'll start over here. Just tell me who you are and what you play.
My name is Simon Lynch, and I play guitar and keyboards, and I do some backing vocals for Todd.
Cool. And what kind of keyboard is that you brought in today?
The keyboard is a Yamaha, and it's a very special edition of this Yamaha keyboard. It has a floppy disk drive.
The demo on it. Nice. The demo on it is Celine Dion. My Heart Will Go On too. If you push demo.
Awesome.
We'll
doing a cover of that today, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
That's your big finale.
And the guitar is a Guild M20 from 1964. Yeah. Same model that Nick Drake played on all his recordings. I'm very proud of that.
Which I stole from a homeless man that I beat up on the way over here.
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't say that. Never mind.
And what do we have over here? Looking drum kit.
Yeah, we got a Slingerland 1938 bass drum, of course. No other year I will play. It's the only year that works for me.
What's your name?
I'm Frederik Buckenheiser. I'm the drummer. I'm flown in especially from Copenhagen, Denmark this morning, so I'm double up tired.
Nice.
Yeah. We're both from Denmark.
good to have you.
It's Todd and McLaughlin and the great
Todd.
Hey,
I'm Todd McLaughlin, and I'm from the great country of America, the greatest country of America. And I play guitar, banjo, piano, harmonica, and whatever I can bang or get a noise out of, for the most part.
So. Now, is this
that includes me?
No, that's not.
No, that sounds weird. I don't know. Shouldn't bang your keyboard player. It always ends up in the.
Sorry.
Todd, is this sort of like Todd McLaughlin and his band, or are these just guys that you like to play with?
No, these are my best friends, so I figure I'd like to play music with them. You know, I've been a solo artist my whole life, and then I was just kind of like wanted to start playing like the, you know, the indie rock clubs and stuff like that, and the whole singer-songwriter thing doesn't really translate over that well. So I just got like, my best friends that play instruments, and then we put together a band, and that's it. We have a bass player, Drew, that has to work today, so he can get off. But for the most part, it's four of us. And also Nick Seglio from Death to Honders. He plays guitar with us.
That guy's such an equal opportunity musician. He shows up
everybody.
In all kinds of different bands.
Yeah, yeah. We've had lots of people come in. Like Charlene from One Trick Pony plays violin sometimes with us. And it's not really, this is the base of the band, but we like to bring in random people.
Did you guys all come from other bands and then kind of settled into this one?
Well, Simon is a singer-songwriter on his own, Simon Lynch, and I met him actually. It just started the two of us. Oh, we were both kind of playing around town. And
I used to play drums.
Yeah, he used to be the drummer. And
he
then,
came and
kicked me
off.
I got him fired.
I got downgraded to keyboard guitar.
Simon started out with hiring me for his band, and then I got him fired in his other band.
Nice.
So I'm pretty proud of that.
So we're really good friends now.
Good. Yeah. Well, don't break up here in the studio.
Yeah. But so Simon was just, we were the only two guys that I thought were kind of doing the same thing and whose music I really liked and I thought was a nice person, so... He was just like, you know, the two of us started playing together and then brought in, you know, more people, bass player, and then obviously Frederick joined the band, and it's just slowly adding people. Eventually we'll be like, 100 people. Like, yeah.
Well, that makes a huge difference, though, to work with people that understand and appreciate your music, so you don't have to always explain what you're trying to go for each time.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, is that, like, Simon understood the songs, and there was no, like, learning curve to it. It was just he stepped right in, and immediately it was perfect, you know? I think he knows exactly where I'm coming from as a songwriter, so he's able to play whatever it is, you know.
Well, let's get into where you're coming from after we do a live song. What do you want to play for us first?
We're gonna play a song called Goodbye, and I'm gonna do my best to see if I can sing this at this time of the morning. But
all right, my guest is Todd McLaughlin. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. Whenever you guys are ready.
Are you guys ready?
We are ready.
Oh yeah.
I made a scene, believe me, it's just how I like. And I dance down the street with guitars and sing in disguise. Oh, then later that night, me and my girl spoke until late. Oh, how nobody notices nothing till you tell them it's great. So if your hopes become another song that won't be finished, or forever on the run of a song already sung. Yeah, you're trying to make some sense out of your life. Yeah, you're alright. Oh, depressing the sound of the grounds where we used to play. Now we singing fools a face that surely will fade. So we moved across town to the place where we drink on wine. Oh, loud Uncle Wango, cause you can all drink it inside.
about adding just replacing with a dream that has invaded or forever on the run of a song already sung. Yeah, you're trying to make some sense out of your life. Yeah, you're alright. Now when we gonna get the hell out of LA? Now when we gonna get the hell out of LA? Now I don't remember why we ever came home. Now when we gonna get the hell out of LA? Well, the twins moved in, it was all smoking cheap wine. Yeah, you sell out your dreams if she just come home tonight. Now, 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 when we gonna get the hell out of LA? Oh, and now when we gonna get the hell out?
Awesome start to the show, guys. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Todd McLaughlin. The first thing that comes to mind listening to your music is that, you know, although it sort of falls into the modern indie rock category only because we're living in 2007, there's definitely strong kind of classic rock, classic folk influences. Did you grow up in a musical family? Is this influenced by your parents' music or something like that?
My parents... they're going to kill me for saying it, but they own no CDs between the two of them. My mom has a John Denver tape, a Neil Diamond tape, and like a Peter, Paul, and Mary tape.
Dude, we're brothers.
I know. There's no, my parents.
That's exactly what my mom had.
My dad has the stiffest legs you've ever seen, cannot dance, cannot, like, they can't, you know, snap along to a song or
I can't
anything,
believe we finally found each other. It's exactly my parents.
So, I don't know where it came from, honestly. I just, like, the little bit of folk influence I got. I mean, my dad now is, since, you know, I've been playing music, he's gotten back into, like, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, which I guess he used to listen to. And Bob Dylan, I think he was really into old Bob Dylan. So, but, you know, I never heard that stuff growing up. So, I don't know where it came from.
What came for you first, playing guitar or singing?
Oh, definitely playing guitar. I was too scared to sing. I used to do like sort of like musical theater stuff when I was really young that I didn't really want to do. And then it really scarred me. And then I was just scared to sing for probably about 10 years. I went to sing in the shower, in the car, or anywhere. And then started playing guitar. And I just figured I'd give a shot singing. So slowly built up the courage and, you know. It's still a process. hopefully I'm getting better.
Excuse the sirens in the background. We broadcast.
They came in pretty handy in the song, didn't they?
Yeah, they came in earlier in the song. Yeah,
gave a good wag.
You know, you said you spent a long time as a solo artist, and then you found friends that you wanted to play with. Yeah. Did that change the way that you wrote? Are you writing now, sort of understanding that you have a band and other people who play instruments?
I don't think so. I think I'm still writing. It's still me in a room, like writing these songs and. They just come in and find really good parts to it, you know. We're doing a lot of the same songs I did solo, so it's really, it's no different, I don't think, at all.
All right, well, while we let the Armageddon continue outside on Vermont Avenue, let's listen to another track from the CD that you brought in. Do you know what we're going to play next? You know what track two on the CD is?
I don't know. I'll tell you afterwards. I think this is either going to be About Love or Patterns are the two songs. I'd say if it starts with piano, you're hearing About Love, and if it starts with harmonica, you're hearing Patterns.
All right. Good enough for me. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Todd McLaughlin. Stick around.
Hung your head in a parking lot, cursed all the friends you lost. You got in a fight for me, nothing to do with me. Calling your mama, bitch, your daddy, Midwestern lip, trying to play innocent. You're angry and violent, but you. Now I hate you from all my friends. Slept right through school again. Stole some Nintendo games. Made fun of your emo ways. Snuck in your parents' house. I woke up with every sound. Worried they'll find me out. I don't have a Christian mouth. But ooh, I strung you along. Now you told me you hate your dad in Berkeley on Telegraph. Snapped a few pictures off to save all the memory box. Cried on the skiing trip, we drove home because of it. Not like our relationship, you always seem to quit. But you.
Back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Todd McLaughlin and his band. So you were saying how you're kind of emotionally scarred from doing like musical theater as a kid, and yeah. You kind of had to learn how to let your voice come out eventually after you got good at playing guitar and writing songs.
Yeah.
Describe for me, if you can, that first time that you got up on a stage and you're like, hey, I'm Todd McLaughlin, this is what I do, and start playing songs.
It was a lot easier than it sounds. I mean, I was totally scared. I think I probably got to the point where I should have been playing live, but I was just so scared that I didn't do it. So I got to the point where I think I was a decent performer, and then I went down. There used to be this place called Highland Grounds on Highland. Where
sure, it's called the Dive now.
Yeah, and so I went down there. They had like an open mic night, and I had like written this song, and And actually, I'll play it later. It's on the CD. But I had written this one song, and I went down there to try to play it. I was totally scared. And the guy had, like, this list where you sign up. He's like, yeah, leave your number if you want to get booked. And I was like, look, I only have one song. I'm not going to do this. So I played a song, and then chatted with the guy for a second, like, went over, sat by myself, felt like the new kid at high school, like, all these singer-songwriters that knew each other, and they're all like, oh, yeah, do this, here, you're going to sing on my song, cool. And so I sat there, and, like, finally they called my name after, like, an hour and a half, went up there, played the song, packed up my stuff, didn't talk to anybody, and walked out, and then the guy that was doing the running the open mic, like, came outside, he's like, hey, man, I really like that song, you want to come play a show here? And I was like, well, I only have one
song. I gotta write some more songs.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, I mean, can it be in, like, a month or something? And he's like, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. And I'm like, all right. So I went home and wrote, like, a few more songs, went and played that show, and I'm sure it was horrible, but yeah, I don't know, I kind of just, you know, jumped in running full speed, so there was really no learning curve. I kind of learned by getting out there, and then for a while I went to a bunch of open mics for a while, and that's where I originally met Simon, and then, you know, I just got comfortable, and now I don't even think about it. So
is the songwriting process something for you where you know, tear through a whole bunch of songs and then break it down to what you really want to work on, or do you go like one song at a time and follow it through?
No, it's really one song at a time. I like to say that I'm not prolific, but I just kind of like, I come up, the musical ideas for songs, I'll write them complete with melody, but the lyrics, I just don't finish those unless I really get something I'm happy with. So I have a big stack of just musical ideas that
are. So it usually starts with
finished.
The tune?
It almost always does. So unless I'm doing co-writes, I like to do co-writes where, I think you had the Slow Demise in here, which is Nick from Death to Honor's other band. They were doing this project where they were writing and recording a song every single day.
Yeah, they did it for like several months.
Yeah, well, Tyler ended up, he got busy with acting, so it was really just Nick writing every song every night and recording it. So I really felt his pain. So I'd come over and we would write songs like once a week, we'd write one and post it. And then a lot of those songs developed into songs that, you know, I play now, because it just kind of forced me. I knew there's a deadline. It's like, there's no finishing the lyrics later. We need to record this in an hour or so. I'm going to force it. And it's usually under those pressure situations.
So is that sort of what you do now? Like set aside time to write as opposed to just getting an idea and writing it on a napkin?
No. I work best under a deadline, though. I know if, like, I have this song, I want to play at a show, then I'm like, all right, time to get it done. I got to, you know, have the song ready to go. And then that's usually what I do, is I'll have a new song that I want to play at the show, and I've already made up my mind I'm going to do it, so then I'll finish it in time. So, but no, I don't. It's really, I don't know, the process is so unorganized.
It's elusive even to you at this moment.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to say that I'd figured out the formula, but I haven't at all.
Well, I think probably once you figure out the formula, that's when the songs start to suck, you know, because then you're just doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, and it all becomes a little contrived. Yeah. Which, I guess so.
You guys ready to jump into another live song?
Sure. What do you guys...
Did you write Metro?
Oh, you want to do Metro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all right. This is a song. This is one I was talking about that I went over to Nick's place, and he was having a complete nervous breakdown because he had written 80 songs, and so I came over with this kind of a idea of a song, and then we turned it into something. So
now tell me, just real quick for our audience's sake, you're switching instruments here.
This is a banjo, so it's I got it off eBay, and I don't know, it works all right. I need to replace some pieces on it, but it does the job.
Nice. All right, whenever you guys are ready, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Todd McLaughlin.
One second. All right, yeah. Shows no right now it shows.
no one cares.
The sloppiest we'll ever play. Dude, this isn't in tune at all.
Sounded good to me.
Yeah, it was.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Todd McLaughlin. myspace.com/ToddMcLaughlin, McLaughlin. Is that the place to go to get all the up-to-date information?
Yeah, we have a website, ToddMcLaughlin.com. It doesn't get updated nearly as much as MySpace. You can go on Facebook. I guess the kids are doing that these days.
Facebook. Yeah, I can't figure out what that is. I have it, and I don't know what to do with it yet.
Yeah, you can. I figured out a way to put music up there. You can go there if because that's like I've met some like kids, like the college kids now, like go there and like at a show and they'll be like, oh yeah, cool. I'm like, well, let's keep in touch, you know, you guys on MySpace. They're like, MySpace? No, we're on Facebook now.
MySpace is so cool. 2006.
Yeah, and so it's like, yeah, so they're all like, there's people that refuse to do MySpace for some reason. So if you're one of those people, go on Facebook and I'll try to keep people updated there.
Let me ask you guys what it's like playing with Todd. Like, Simon, like, is there something that, especially as you're also being a singer-songwriter, like, is there something that you do differently playing with Todd to, I don't know, bring out his style of singer-songwriting?
Yeah, absolutely. I try to get into Todd's vibe, and you know, since we're friends and we hang out fairly often, I know what he wants and what he's looking for. Is that really loud? I'm sorry.
Don't mind me. I'm my own intern over here trying to set the mixing board. You're fine.
So, I don't know. I mean, I follow my own instinct and, you know, listen to what he wants and just really try to make him happy with what he's hearing. So
do you have to sometimes keep him in check? Like, if he comes to you with a song and say, you know what, this really isn't your best work, or this doesn't represent what you can do, maybe if you did this, that would make it better, or something like that? I mean, well, do you guys collaborate?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, we do, and I come up with parts for his songs that he uses on his recordings and stuff, but I'm honest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something you know, that could be a little bit, like, you could do this maybe or change it. I certainly do. So it's very open, you know. There's not a lot of big egos involved. It's just kind of about the music.
Yeah, he doesn't have to say anything. I can just tell by the look on his face if he doesn't like something. There's no community. I mean, it's that like subliminal communication right now. So
yeah.
And Frederick, grab the mic if you could, just tell me, like, you've. You've been a drummer in other bands before this, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
How is drumming in this act different from what you would do in other bands?
It's a lot. It's really free in many ways because, you know, it's the whole vibe is so great that we are just like hanging out and, you know, opening up a beer or two and then, you know, like play music together, and it's kind of like, I really dig that it's not really pretentious. It's just, you know, we just have to play music and we're all good musicians, so it's not like there's anyone pointing fingers, you have to do this, you have to do that. It's just like, hey man, let's hang out and play music together, and that makes it, you know, a lot of fun and a lot you know, really free, and just like I'm enjoying it a lot, you know, just playing. It's nothing but music, and it's just playing music, and it's really nice. I like that vibe a lot, you know.
That's great. I mean, Todd, is that something that you sort of want to emphasize in your music, like not focusing so much on, okay, we got to make sure that we write this a certain way to get it radio play, but just doing music for music's sake?
Yeah, that's why I play with my best friends. That's most important to me. I could go find some, like, you know, just blazing hired gun studio players, but I'd much rather play with people that I get along with, and it just so happens that they also are blazing crazy studio players.
Blazing hired gun studio players.
It's just like, but I mean, like, Frederick's going to move back to Denmark soon, and, you know, And Simon is probably going to, he's married and is going to be having a kid soon, and he's probably going to be moving too. So when it comes time to replace them, I'm just going to reach in my friend pool. The people I get along with the best are the people that I want to make music with, even if they're not the most incredible musicians. I'd rather have somebody that understands the songs and somebody that is somebody that I personally like and enjoy being with.
Are there directions that you want to kind of make sure you don't go in so that you can sort of maintain the integrity of your music?
I don't think about it too much. I think that's a problem with a lot of the bands that I've met in Los Angeles, none of my immediate friends included. It's just that I think that they think about it too much, you know, mm-hmm. like how is this going to fit into what we're trying to do as a band, or is this the image we want or the sound that we want, or are we playing the right places, or how are we going to be how are we going to be perceived by other people? And honestly, I really don't care. I mean, there's nobody coming to our shows anyway. So.
But it really has nothing to do with music. Otherwise, you know, thinking about a lot of other shit. You know, it has nothing to do with music. Music is just playing it and having fun. You know, and that's what it's all about. You know, and it's really.
Well, what about venues, though? I mean, are there certain places, not specific names of places, but certain kinds of places that you prefer to play in as opposed to others? Like, do you like a more intimate cafe setting over a rock setting? Or
I go through phases. I've done my share of cafes, and I've done my share of, like, you know, the big clubs, too. And I don't know. I think that's one of our strengths as a band is we're incredibly versatile. We can play an all-electric set and I think hang with, you know, any of these louder, like, indie rock bands, or we can strip down and play a little really acoustic set that's quiet and intimate. And it works. I mean, we did a show at Spaceland recently, and then we went and played in a little coffee shop in Santa Ana and broke down, played mostly acoustic in a little tiny stage, and it went incredible. So I think we're pretty versatile band. I think these songs can be interpreted in a lot of different ways.
How do you recognize when a show has gone really well? Like, what is it to you that makes a good show?
For the most part, I usually am pretty critical as far as myself. I usually think it sucks, and everybody's like, no, that was a great show, man. That's my Frederick, actually. But no, I can tell. Usually, when they're like, you can tell when, like, people are really into it, like, when everybody's going crazy in between the songs, you're like, oh, this is great. And I think it makes me play a lot better. I mean we've done our share of shows where there's nobody there and we're playing for like one person, and it's tough for me to get really excited and really give it 100%. I still try to, but you know, you don't have that adrenaline of
when you have that connection with the audience, like they're really listening.
It's a difficult balance. I don't know.
You guys ready to listen to another track from the CD? Feed the Meters and whatnot?
Yeah, let's do that. Just go ahead and play the next one. This is Patterns.
All right.
We'll run down.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Todd McLaughlin.
You got a restroom right here?
It's not like I need you, but why did I meet you and try to defeat you, deceive you, and keep you around? Blame it on timing, or find what I need is mixed up inside me. Yeah, well, finally I'm wearing down. Silently insecure, knowing in time, knowing in time that I'm wrong. And I lied, and I forgot the reasons why. Thank you. wasn't on purpose. It wasn't a conquest. It's just how it feels right. Feels right, I feel right now. Feeling unsorted. Pretend that I'm tortured. And whether I force it, fight it, I know time will tell. Not, 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 not we were silently insecure. Knowing in time, knowing in time that I'll run.
We're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Todd McLaughlin. These songs that we're listening to off of this CD, are they, is that the precursor to something that you're going to release, an EP or an album or something?
Yeah, that was an EP that I did. That was pretty much, I played all the instruments on that. So we're going into the studio on the 10th to really, like, Frederick's coming in to play the drums, and we're going to get this album finally done. It's been a marathon, but we're getting close. I'd like to have it done by New Year's, for sure. I want to have it in my hand if I can possibly do that.
And Frederick, you're moving back to Denmark soon, so you're sort of leaving your mark in the recording studio.
I'm moving for a couple of months. I just have to go home and play a tour, you know, it's like, to keep bread on the table.
Right.
But I just got blessed on the street, so just
when you went to feed your meter,
I don't have.
Who knows what will happen?
I got everything taken care of. I don't know, you know.
Awesome.
Perhaps I don't need to move anywhere, you know.
Todd, playing live versus recording, are there ups and downs to both of those things for you?
I prefer playing live. I like being the producer in the studio. I love coming up with parts, and I love sitting with other people's songs and putting things to it. And I mean, it's fun. I like somebody else to be there. I've done most of my recording kind of solo style, though. I've been the engineer and the performer, and it's, I don't know, I don't get as much out of it, and I probably don't perform as well because I'm worried about, oh wait, are these levels right and stuff like that. So,
but when you're on stage, you can just kind of connect with the audience.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about anything. It just, I mean, that's completely unconscious, you know, and just go up there and play, and the show's over before you know it. So,
all right, well, as soon as this, what is this, like the 10th ambulance today?
That's crazy. That's I was prepared for that, though. Every time I listen to the show, I always hear that in the background. I knew it was going to be like that.
Awesome. Fantastic. All right, let's do another live song.
All right.
You guys are ready?
Let's you guys want to do White Flag, or do you want to do Please Don't Call? Either way, you're going to be on piano.
It's up to you.
Well, thanks for the help.
This is great radio, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we're gonna do. I'll make the decision. Let's do. Please don't call.
All right, so you're gonna play the harmonica in this one.
Yes, I am.
And we're gonna set the mic over here by the keyboard. All right.
This will be the first time the three of us have ever played this song together.
All right, cool.
And you're hearing it right now.
What's this song called?
It's called Please Don't Call. This is another one I did for Nick's Song a Day project.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Tom McLaughlin. Check it out.
One second here.
Let's just get the mics all set up here.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. You guys all set?
Totally, dude.
stone cold, dear. Your intentions are the forces running up against a cold-blooded wall. I understand, dear. You tell me not to love you when there never was a chance at all. And please don't call, please don't call, please don't call. True to form, dear, you don't understand how I don't care to understand the pain I cause. And is it fair, dear, if I had you when I met you and I've lost you slowly since until we're friends? Well, please don't call, please don't call, please don't. If I never really know you, then you'll never really know my faults. And when I'm gone, dear, you can say you used to know me. You can glorify my name, but I'm ashamed. Oh, please don't call, please don't call, please don't call. Yeah, please don't call.
Can I borrow yours?
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Tom McLaughlin. Hey, that was nice. When you write songs, I mean, is there certain themes that you tend to keep coming back to in your music, lyrically?
Yeah, it's mostly... It's almost... It's just like the struggles of like trying to have a career, and relationships are probably the two biggest things that that come up, because they're probably the two most important things in my life, I guess. I don't really... Like, I write stories about other people, too, but a lot of it is based on me. I put a lot of that in there. I'm not real, like... I don't write a lot of songs where I'm just, like, you know, pick something out of the newspaper and write a song about it, or write these, you know... Like, which is Nick's strength, and why I like writing with him is he can write these really like poetic things that they're really abstract and you can't really figure out where he's coming from or what it's about. And that I think I write more emotional, from a more emotional place and more to the point. So when we mix our styles, it has a cool balance. But
so for you, it's more about being like close to home, like down to earth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more apt to, you know, tell you exactly what I'm thinking than hide it behind some metaphor. I guess what I'm trying to say. I don't know.
No, that sounds good. Now you said you're going to go into the studio soon and lay down a bunch of tracks, and then that's going to be another EP or a full length?
It's going to be a full length. Yeah. So I think we're looking at 11 songs right now.
And then are you going to release that on your own, or are you looking for label representation? Or
I'm
something?
Just going to get it up and out there, and then it'd be great if some label picks it up. I think it sounded really good. I'm fairly confident that it'll, you know, I'll at least get on some indie label with it and get some kind of distribution out of it.
And then where do you see this act going from there? Like, you get your album out there, people start buying it.
Get it out there, start doing the college circuit. I think that's, you know, where we fit in the best and where we've had our best responses. So just, you know, start playing the colleges, doing what we can to try to build this, start on this West Coast and keep working out East, I guess.
So is that sort of your main goal, to sort of get enough attention so that you can, you know, play to, you know, have audiences come to your shows and then, you know, do some touring
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we just, once this album's out, we're going to put together a little college tour and head up the coast and, you know, start heading out east. I'd like to break in over there. I haven't really played over there at all, so it'd be nice.
Cool. Well, you guys want to, before we run out of time, you want to just do another song?
Yeah, let's do Lack of Chemistry. So just sing on this one.
What's it called?
It's called A Lack of Chemistry.
All right. Whenever you guys are ready.
All right, give me 1 second.
You and me in a bar, we got in your car, and I got out halfway. And I walked back home as I talked on the phone and cursed all the money I'd spent. Lord, then on Halloween, yeah, you saw me and you followed me back home, where we kissed and you froze and we slept in our clothes. It didn't really make much sense, no, no, but I'm trying harder now. The things that usually kill me now are fine. No, no, they're fine. Oh, you and me, land Tennessee whiskey. We were covering up a lack of chemistry. Oh, but it's too late. And this time filled your purse up with wine and I ran off just like a kid. Na 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 na. No, but I'm trying harder now and I don't know why. Yeah, the things that usually kill me now are fine. No, no, they're fine. Well, they're fine. Well, they're fine. Well, they're fine.
Yes, yes, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. That was fantastic, guys.
Cool, thanks.
Where are you guys playing next?
Playing at the Bordello on the 14th. We'll be at 8 o'clock.
What's up with that place? Like, everybody's playing there now.
Yeah, it's because the Fold started booking it.
Oh.
So all the people that are used to playing like Silver Lake Lounge and, you know, all the places that they book are getting shipped downtown now.
That's cool. That's a good place. Good place to play.
I like that place a lot. It's really cool.
Do you like to play out live a lot, or you know, like concentrate it and then take breaks, or do you like to spread it out?
I like to, but I mean that's why I'd like to move to a different city just so I could go out and play every single night. That would be ideal, but here with so many bands and the booking system the way it is, it's not practical. You know, you have to spread out your shows to make sure you're getting like, you know, 30 people out there minimum draw, or else they're not going to invite you back, which stinks. I wish we could just go out and play great music that I know people will like and do it every single night, but.
Do you like promoting? Is that one of your strong points? A lot of musicians feel that that's the thing they wish they could just do without.
It'd be great if somebody wanted to do it for me. If there's any prospective girlfriends out there that would love to run around and promote my band, that's great. I'd love to do it.
I think you need to invite them to be prospective girlfriends first, and then you can put them to work.
Well, it's possible to work both ways.
Good luck with that.
It depends how well they promote my band. No, yeah, Yeah, it's at this point, you know, and as it is for most of my friends' bands, it's just like, you know, you get all your, usually the audience is every other band you know in LA, mm-hmm. and then you get people that come off MySpace, and it's been changing though. It's like now, like when we did our show in Santa Ana, there was just a bunch of people that I don't know anybody there, but all these college kids kind of showed up. Some of them drove like, you know, 45 minutes.
Just word of mouth.
Yeah, it's starting to spread, so, I mean, that's good news eventually. I mean, hopefully we'll get to the point where we can play 7 nights a week. It'd be great.
Cool. So we're pretty much out of time. Do you guys want to just do another live song, or we can sign off with a track from the CD, or both?
Yeah. Let's do we got this one last song called White Flag that we'll do live here.
All right. So let's get the mics all set up here. My guest is Todd McLaughlin. If you want to hear this episode later, it'll be available for download from myspace.com/thisisgood, isgoodmusic.com, and of course podcasts on iTunes tomorrow, so check back for that. And of course drop by myspace.com/Todd McLaughlin to see what's going on with this artist whenever you guys are ready.
Hi Mom.
Drown the words I see to cheat myself, but it's always the same thing that makes me think of you, and it's always bad news. There's comfort in that too, so I'll wait on a change. I won't call, but it's always the same. I separate the thought from the feeling. Targeting the smoke alarm with cherry cigars. She leaned in, we slept to color bars. And silence is a white flag like ash in the room. And I twisted the sheets, but she never moved. And I'll wait on a change. I won't call, but it's always the same. I separate the thought from the feeling, and I'll wait on a change. I won't call, but it's always the same. And I separate the thought from the feeling. Thank you.
My guest has been Tom McLaughlin. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us. It was real fun.
Check out myspace.com/Todd McLaughlin. That's MCLAUGHLAN. And you can download the show from myspace.com/thisisgood. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Tune in next week. The next act I'll have in here is Thursday, October 11th. Lo-Fi Sugar will be my guest. Here's let's play this last track on this CD. Do you know what it is?
It's called Loneliness. This is the one from the open mic, second song I ever wrote. So.
Nice. That's a good closer. Thanks for listening.
Nobody knows, but I call your name late at night when I'm lying awake. Like an old friend you just can't shake. And now I wish that he could take my place. But you are where you are, where you are. You're just like home to me. A home that no one can see. But you are where you are, where you are. On the TV there was nothing on but a static hum that'll fill up the room. And my behavior's just more bad news. And self-destructive cause I'm counting on you. But you are where you are, where you are. You're just like home to me. A home that no one can see. But you are where you are, where you are. You are, you are, you are. You're beautiful to me. It's just like being lonely. Like being lonely. Just like home to me. It's just like being lonely. Like being lonely.